Jeff Blankman joined here today, Mayor. We have a Rocket head football coach, of course, Chris Peterson, as we take a look back at the 2020 season. And Coach, it's been such a crazy year. Talk about this year and just the differences that you guys went through as our Weaver Rockets with everything this year, from the offseason to maybe how different the season felt.
Yeah, you know, it's like you said, it's definitely a unique year. And it starts the offseason, I guess, first and foremost, you know, not really knowing, you know, are we going to have a season? And then, you know, not being able to get into the weight room and do those things until July 1st set us back, you know, a good couple of months. So we condensed our offseason stuff, and then obviously they condensed down our regular season to 7 games. So, you know, a different year, but it's always amazing to see how quickly kids adjust and how resilient they are to those things. And, you know, I think we talked about it at the end of the year, right at that Kingsley game. You know, we were just fortunate, number one, to be able to play, and then number two, to be able to go through the season with no interruptions. So when you talk about kind of an odd year, I mean, not only were we fortunate to not have any COVID interruptions, you know, we had no major injuries all year. So that's kind of strange, too, in a season like that. But, you know, like I said, the kids were extremely resilient. I think they appreciated the opportunity, especially the seniors, to get to play their senior year, you know, as some in the spring sports didn't have that closure.
Coach, you mentioned here a moment ago how quickly kids adapt. Do you feel like the kids adjusted quicker than maybe even you coaches did?
You know, I guess for us, we had a lot of time to adjust, you know, especially as an administrator. We kind of had a pretty good idea of what was coming down the chutes and when what was going to be pushed out by the state. So having a little bit of that advance notice and advance warning maybe made it a little bit easier for us. I think the biggest adjustment was trying to condense some of those things and trying to fit a normal off-season training regimen into a much shortened time period. You know, that was probably the biggest thing, and that was, yeah, more of an adjustment on the coach's end. The kids, they just come in and put the work in and kind of, you know, do what our coaches had planned for them, so that they bounce back and they're pretty resilient. But it definitely took some planning on our end to try to figure out how exactly all those things would work.
And Chris, I know coaches build a very strong bond with the teams every year and the kids on those teams because of how much goes into building a season and building a team and the work and the sweat that everybody puts in. But with all the craziness, does this make this year even more special and a bigger and tighter bond because everybody got the chance to play?
You know, I think so. I think the one area maybe it took away from is, you know, typically we have that camaraderie a couple months earlier, or even, you know, that we went so long without really having to be able to do anything in the spring, obviously, and then late in the summer. So the amount of time we got was limited, but I think you're right. It makes the amount of time even that much more special because, you know, it was a great opportunity when you don't know what's going to roll around in the spring or the summer just because of everything that had gone on with COVID. You know, I think the kids really valued the time, and I know we did as coaches as well.
Coach, I still go back to week one, that 42-36 loss to Coon Rapids Baird. Do you feel like if you guys hold on in the fourth quarter, a game that you really kind of dominated almost for 3 to 3 and a quarter, you know, 3.5 quarters, that if you hold on there, that this season is different than what the way it played out?
You know, it's a good question. It's really hard to say. I think it could have gone a number of different ways. Obviously, after the Glidden game was when we made our switch with Will and Coop. You know, I don't know that we make that switch maybe at that point if we're 1-3 or even 2-2 if we hold on there. It's just so difficult to predict those types of things and then what momentum can do for a team. You know, I think, you know, we still obviously feel like we gave that game away. You know, nothing against Coon. I think they're obviously playing their best football of the year now, and, you know, they were without arguably their best player. So, you know, I know that's it. That goes into things too, but I really was impressed with the way the kids kind of, especially from a mentality standpoint and a spirit standpoint, never really faltered after that. You know, those are one of those kind of a disheartening loss. It'd be easy to fold up, and then especially after we went 0-4, it really would have been easy to fold up. But, you know, they continued to fight. Like I said, they kept the attitude stayed positive, and the work ethic continued. And, you know, they rattled off three in a row at the end of the regular season. Just unfortunately ran into a pretty good football team up at Kingsley.
Coach, I know that you, as AD, Darren doesn't have anything to do with scheduling, and you don't as the coach. when you saw that schedule come out and you saw Kuhn, Audubon, Woodbine to open up the season, still a young football team for you guys, even though it was more experienced than last year. How tough is it to open up with that kind of a draw and then try to turn things around like you guys were able to do?
Well, you learn fast. You know, the fact that we were real competitive with Kuhn, I think, was a great first step for us. The Woodbine game, you know, was about 20 or 30-point game. We had some opportunities there as well. You know, here again, Audubon was just a really good football team. So we knew, we saw we were going to open up with three, in my opinion, top 10 teams in the state. And obviously we were front-loaded pretty good. And you just kind of hope that when you have that and when you come out of it 0-3 that, you know, your confidence level doesn't take too big of a hit, I guess. And, you know, that's, I think, was the thing I was most impressed to see was, you know, the kids were still ready to play, you know, and they hadn't. Their noses weren't buried, and they were still ready to go. So, you know, part of that mentality and that persona was huge to keep the kids' spirits up. And then they were able to, you know, the loss against Glidden by 2 touchdowns. And, you know, we felt like we played a pretty poor football game that night from a number of aspects. But then to bounce back with 3 straight, you know, I made some changes, obviously, but the kids really took off with them. So, you know, credit the kids here again just for being resilient all year long.
How much do you think that first 3 games that you guys had to play affected you in that 14-point loss to Glidden on that Friday night in week 4?
You know, I look back, I think, at the loss at week 4 to Glidden as kind of being probably, or even Kuhn, if you want to go with that one. You know, I think the major difference, if we were able to pull one of those 2 games out, is we're probably hosting a team at home for the playoffs instead of going on the road, which would have been extremely beneficial, I think, for our kids. You know, starting off the way we did, you know, you get a little worried, especially when you're coming off of a 2-8 season where you were young. You get a little bit worried that the mentality will falter and kids may pack it in for the year. But, you know, these kids never did that. And they never did it at Kingsley either. You know, hung with them pretty strong for 2.5 quarters. But, you know, they kind of took over up front. You know, I think we talked about it as coaches all year. What we were most impressed with our kids was the level of physicality in which we played with. You know, I think that kind of surprised us a little bit, mainly due to the lack of time we had in the weight room. But, you know, these kids really played a physical brand of football all year.
Coach, you've mentioned a couple of different times you guys made those changes after that Glidden game and how well the kids took to it. It took about a quarter for everything and everybody to kind of get used to the new system and where everybody was at. But once that quarter got over, you guys adjusted really well. You mentioned that you won 3 straight to close out the regular season.
Yeah. You know, like you said, it kind of took a quarter for kids to get their bearings. We spotted Boyer Valley 14 in that game that we ended up beating them 50-38. But, you know, we kind of turned a lot of that workload over to Will, to be perfectly honest with you. And I think, you know, that first night he had 41 carries for about 280 yards. And the win against Xavier HK, his carries were way down just because we were able to control that game pretty much all game. But he, I think, still rushed for 160 yards on 10 or 12 carries. And, of course, Wes Harrison, you know, we went to him again. And he had 45 carries for about 250 yards. So, you know, we give a lot of that credit to our guys up front as well, you know, and moving Cooper from the quarterback position. The one thing we didn't realize was how good of a blocking tight end he was. And he really did a great job of sealing the edge for us a lot of the times. And then obviously turned around to be our leading receiver on the year. So, you know, the kids, sometimes you don't know when you make a change like that what it's going to do to morale. But these guys really took off with it. You know, like I said, especially Coop did a great job up front. And I'm having about 500 yards receiving over 8 games. So, you know, obviously Will is a tremendous athlete for us too. You know, rush for 1,100 yards in 8 games, and throw for another 700, and I think he had about another 700 in the return game, and is our leading tackler for the 3rd straight year. You know, it says a lot about him. I think it says a lot about our kids, his character and work ethic too, and those are the 2 things that I think we were most impressed with this year.
Coach, don't want to bring up a bad subject, but how tough was it, even for the kids, maybe mentally, after beating West Harrison and finishing ahead of them in the district, to have to travel and watch them get a home game in that first round of the postseason? Did that affect you guys, do you think, going up to KP last Friday?
You know, there's always that initial sting and my initial reaction, which, you know, I'm best, that initial reaction from myself is usually best in isolation. You know, when if you call too soon after something like that, Jeff, you might get the unedited version of a few things. But, you know, to be honest with you, when you get a chance to truly look back and reflect, we had opportunities to win a couple of those games, and that would have changed everything. So while we maybe not didn't understand the logic behind it, and while we were having to travel in West Harrison, we had our opportunities to host. And, you know, if we could have closed a game or two out here and there, it would have been a completely different story, and we wouldn't have been on that edge or on that bubble like we ended up. So, you know, while you kind of question some of it and wonder why it turned out that way, you know, the bottom line is we were in control of ourselves all year, and we won too few games, I guess, to host that game.
Coach, what will stand out to you the most about this season?
I come back to the resiliency thing so often, and we really had a senior group. When you come from, I think progress to me, when you look at where we were last year to where we came this year, you know, huge strides out of our juniors and our seniors. I say it all the time, you know, the progress that these guys made from a physicality standpoint over a year, to me it was nothing short of amazing. I mean, it's one of the more physical football teams I think we've had here since I've been here. You know, there were our biggest Achilles heel was giving up the big play, but, you know, when it came to going toe-to-toe with teams, they really did a nice job. So, you know, I think the level of physicality we brought, number one, and then just number two, the progress that they made in a year's time. And, you know, we return a lot of those juniors next year. So, you know, if they can take another big step forward, I think it's going to be a pretty good football team.
You mentioned the senior class here a moment ago. How special of a group is this?
You know, every group that comes through obviously is extremely special, but 4 out of 5 of these guys gave us 4 years. You know, Riley Newman, Cody Vungalon, Luke Smith, and Jeffrey Molina gave us 4 years, and we had Zach Schimmer come in, move in this year as a senior. So you just really appreciate, you know, what those kids give you, especially those that are here for 4 years. It's just, you know, the amount of work they put in and the time commitment and those types of things, it's just, it makes it hard to say goodbye to those kids because they've been a part of your family and your program for so long. So another great group of seniors. And, you know, we've been fortunate over here. They're going to have another one next year. So difficult to say goodbye, but just extremely appreciative of what they've done for our program.
Well, Coach, always good to catch up with you. Appreciate all the time throughout the season. I wish we had a couple of more weeks of pregame interviews and scoreboard show interviews to talk with you about. But thanks for all the time and everything all season long.
Absolutely, Jeff. We appreciate the coverage. It's always a pleasure.
You bet. Head coach Chris Peterson again with the Arweva Rockets.